Wall Street's main indexes jumped on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 crawling towards a record high. Investors apparently shrugging off a stalemate over the new coronavirus relief bill. Dow Jones is up 0.9%, S&P 500 up 1.5%, and the Nasdaq having a bit of a resurgence, up 2.3%. Our own top 50 index had its worst single session in a month yesterday, closing down 153 points, or 1.3%, to 11,492. The New Zealand dollar is at 65.9 US cents, 91.8 Australian, and 50.5 pence.
And the benchmark interest rate's been left as it was, as expected, I suspect, by the Reserve Bank. But a warning that negative interest rates can't be ruled out if the economic situation gets worse.
Yes, that's right. All is expected there as with regards to holding the rate, but the return to lockdown has certainly spooked people, and businesses are worried the latest lockdowns will go on for a longer time. Yesterday, they kept the rate there and extended its bond buying program from $60 up to $100 billion. KiwiBank's chief economist Jared Kerr says the Reserve Bank is trying to keep interest rates as low as possible.
If these highly uncertain times develop into something more serious and some downside risks, you know, and potentially a dip, then they will look to alternative measures. And that means, you know, a negative cash rate potentially.
That's Jared Kerr from KiwiBank. We'll have more from him later in the program.
In another sign of uncertain times, I suppose, Emma, the ASB Bank has tripled the amount it's put aside for bad debt.
The bank is making sure it's got a buffer once customers start failing on their loans. The bank also confirmed its full-year profits have been knocked back by about a quarter on last year's due to the low interest rate environment and the effects of April and May's lockdown. Its profit for the year ended June was $958 million, compared with last year's $1.2 billion. The chief executive, Victoria Short, says in the year just gone, it's put aside $306 million for bad debts, something that will become more likely once the various subsidies and aid packages finish up.
Our provisions really reflect a lot of work that we've been doing to come up with our best estimate or most current estimate of the economic impact from COVID. And what we know, though, is it's only our best estimate today. We continue to have a look at our provisioning, and we do that every month.
And just on that note, the Reserve Bank yesterday did confirm the home loan deferral scheme would be extended, was due to end next month. So some good news there, might keep a lid on some bad debts for a while longer. I'll be back at around 10 to 7.